He thinks he's wonderful, but you, her parents, do not. Now, scientists believe they've discovered why mothers and fathers rarely think their daughter's boyfriend is good enough for her. The research was conducted by British and Dutch scientists, and Pete Vandenberg, the main author of the report, is live on the line to me now. Good morning to you, Pete.
Hello.
So we're just talking about daughter's boyfriends here, are we really?
Yeah, that's basically what it's about.
And what has your research found?
So what we did is we made a computer model to simulate evolution, basically. And out of that comes the conclusion that we find a possible explanation, evolutionary explanation, why fathers and their daughters often disagree about the best mate for the daughter.
And so what are the reasons for that?
So the reason is basically there is a lot of different types of males that the daughter could choose from, and they all differ a little bit in their parenting abilities. Now, if the daughter comes home with a mate that has poor parenting abilities, it is in her father's best interest to compensate her for that, so basically to help take care of the kids.
So when you say poor parenting ability, what do you mean by that?
Well, it could be many things you could imagine, but we would mostly think about things like attention and just basically effort, feeding them at the time they need to be fed, and so on.
Possibly not having a good enough job?
Yeah, that could also be a factor, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're honest, he's never going to be good enough for the daughter, is he?
From the father's point of view, you mean?
What, mum and dad?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
So how do we deal with this then? Because should we intervene, or should we just keep our mouths shut?
Well, what we see is that actually parents intervene quite a lot. We see it in a lot of different cultures, and we see it also throughout history that parents often try to arrange the marriages of their daughters.
Never a good idea, that is it.
I wouldn't want to comment on that, but at least I wouldn't want mine arranged.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Let's talk to Laura Marcus, who is an agony aunt. Morning to you, Laura.
Morning, Mike.
What do you make of this, then?
Well, nobody's ever good enough for your child, are they?
No, exactly.
That's always going to be the case. I think parents have to suck it up and keep quiet and bite their lips, really, because it's not their business.